You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I don't know what they're doing here. I'm sure people are going to rage about it. They're changing the alphabet song.
That's something racist.
No, how could there be racist in the alphabet?
I just wondered, you know. You got to change it for a reason.
It's hard because the LMNOP goes so fast. It's been hard for kids to pick that up through the years. Some kids have trouble because it's LMNOP.
I had trouble figuring that out.
Yeah, I think I feel like I did too.
I thought it was like a word. I'm like, LMNOP. I'm like, I don't know what's LMNOP. And then I like look and I'm like, oh, LMNOP.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
I think when I was real, real young, I had the same thing where I was like, I just thought it was like one thing, like LMNOP.
Well, they've changed it up. And you know, people are going to lose their minds about this. This is the new version of the alphabet song.
I hate it already.
Jesus. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
They've slowed it down.
H,
I don't like it.
I, J, K, L, M, N. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U.
It's unnatural.
No, it's dumb.
W, X, Y, Z.
Who's going to remember that?
Everybody needs to just kill each other.
We have to slow it down.
Because we're all getting dumber.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's slow it down. Let's slow it down.
When you got to take the ABC song back to the drawing board, there's a fundamental problem.
That's a big sign. I had no problem with the LMNOP. I mean, I knew it was like fast, but I just knew it was LMNOP. But
like
I just said it fast.
Even if I was tripped up on it, you know, when I was...
You figure it out.
Three.
You figure it out, yeah.
James figured it out. James put it together real
Everyone
quick.
Everyone figures it out.
Right. Scott making rather short bus once I figured it out, too.
Yeah,
that's a big day. You can ride with the regular kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nice.
He was nine when he figured it out.
Did you take the helmet off, too, or no?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Well, I took that off because I'm like, people are going to... It makes my hair look bad.
Yeah.
Girls won't talk to me when I have it on, so...
It's true.
Who did this?
This is, I don't know, a website that puts educational songs for kids together.
Ooh. I think that they're not the one.
This is, I guess, the one that's being used in schools now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. Well, all of learning is different now. You see the way kids learn, it's totally different.
It is. They do math completely different.
It's completely different.
I can't help my kids with their math.
No, there's nothing you can do. You can't help them.
I can't imagine.
I know how to get
like
the answer, but I just, that if they show their work the way I do it, they get it wrong.
Yeah, really? Like they're, yeah. The way they have to show their work, say you had something and it ended up being 39. They have to like build three piles of 10 and then like three piles of three.
Oh my goodness.
I've heard about this, but I just can't imagine. It's crazy. I have no real idea of how it's supposed to, but it's apparently helps them to learn about numbers more efficiently than how we learned about numbers. A lot of our I don't know.
Someone said, wait till you get pulled over by the cops and have to sing that song, you'll go straight to jail. Do the cops make you sing your ABCs?
They make you say them.
They make you say them backwards.
Which I don't think I could do that anyway.
No,
I could not do
it would take some thinking.
X, A, Z.
No.
Z.
There you go.
Y.
You're getting it.
X.
Nice.
W.
People are enraged. No joke. That actually enraged me.
Yeah.
It's play upsetting. It again. Make them upset again. Just play the part where it's different.
Yeah, just the element.
Where
just
it gets the different to the part. L-M-N-O-P.
Just the different part.
No, no, man. Well, let me just fast forward to it. There we go here.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N.
Ooh, right there.
It's unnatural.
It's just because that's what we grew up with. Kids learn this, that'll be normal to them.
Yeah, but then they really slow it down on the letters that mean nothing.
That means something to some
people. No, listen, keep going.
V-W-
No one likes these.
X-Y-Z.
No one.
Now play our ABC song.
Oh, okay. Classic ABC
callies.
Because I
don't remember ever being like, what's this word start with? Does it start with LMNO?
I definitely do. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's already brighter and happier. ABC. There we go.
Yeah.
All is right.
H-I-J-K, L-M-N-O-P.
Yep.
Q-R-S-T-U-N-V.
Wow, that's jazzed up. Jazzed it up. I don't like it. I hate him. It's too jazzy. I hate this guy.
Now I know my ABCs. Yeah. 26 letters.
What?
What? From A to Z.
Shut up.
That is goddamn unnatural, too.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Right?
Well, to be honest, that was only the first 39 seconds of a 2 minute and 12 second song that this guy's made.
That's had 158 million views.
My God.
He's living off this ABC song.
Dude,
right
he
now.
Is. He still made $700,000 last year on the ABC video.
Come on.
Oh, he just does it again.
He just does it again.
Just loops it.
Do you think he ends it with the big next time, won't you sing with me?
Oh, you think that's his big finale?
Well, I mean, it would be if I was doing it. It's got to be way at the end.
Is he going to do it again?
No, it just then he just lets the letters all rest.
Letters run away.
What the hell?
Why
is there some subliminal stuff in this?
Now I know my ABCs. 26 letters.
Nope.
No.
Maybe he has to change it to avoid copyright infringement.
Oh, wow. It's his own song.
You know, so now he'd be like, this is my ABC song.
You know what? You might be right.
Schools, you want to use this? You got to pay me, bitch.
It is crazy because there's like a record, like Warner Brothers owns the Happy Birthday song.
You guys, we need to put an alphabet song out there. The other one had 141 million views.
Dude, look at the subscribers on that weird one. He had like 100 million subscribers or something.
Stop.
Yeah.
You just got to do the ABCs. That's all you got to do.
867,000 subscribers.
Let's get it. Come on. Let me hear you. Go, go.
The alphabet is filled with consonants and vowels.
No,
we write them, we read them. Each letter makes a sound. Well, we start with ABC. We go all the way to Z. The letters of the alphabet are fun for you and me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I know it's rap, but he's sticking to it.
I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Yeah, we got it all.
Yeah, this is it.
R, S, T.
Little angels and airwaves vibe right there.
W, X,
he almost sounds like Zach Taylor Roach.
Z, A.
I gotta disagree with that.
Yeah.
I was kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Like, he'd be telling you, like, break into your neighbor's house and steal the alphabet.
Yeah.
Hey, I won't do what you told me.
If your kids come home singing the alphabet song all differently, you know why. They had to slow it down because kids weren't getting it.
There's so many better alphabet songs than that one.
We're alphabet song snobs.
We are.
Oh, my God. You listen to that alphabet song?
Bunch of alphabet hipsters.
Ew. I guess we are. I'm going to roll up my handlebar mustache.
Holy smokes. They still do the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
I've been looking at it this whole time. One of my favorite books.
That's a great book.
That's one of my favorite books. Yep.
There's a lot of the classic books that we grew up with that are still around today. They're classic for a reason.
Yeah.
Like the alphabet song.
Yeah, that was that Star Trek fellow with the Cyclops visor taught me about that caterpillar.
Someone said spelling in the name of.
Spelling in the name of!
Is there, I know this is crazy, but someone said, is there, we need a death metal version of the alphabet song. Have they done it in all forms? Like, is there like a metal?
I feel like there's got
to
be one.
There has to be, right?
Sure. Whoever told you that is your enemy. No, your enemy, A.
I believe we.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I believe we may have it here.
Oh, they spell learn. And oh, they.
Whoa!
Now you know why this one only has 5,000 views.
I have never liked an alphabet song more in my life than this guy's.
Bookmark that one. I got to listen to that one later.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Go ahead and bookmark that.
Oh, my mother Evers. It's time to learn the alphabet.
Wow.
That turned Dave and Lisa into Southern Belle.
Dave's like fanning
It is hot out here in the South Carolina heat.
Such language.
Mother Effa.
Such language right from the get-go.
Can't say Mother Effa.
How are you to learn your ABCs with such foul language?
Damn, I thought that was going to be awesome.
That's why he's getting nine subscribers.
I bet it's killer. He only has 9 subscribers.
Aww. I'm trying to learn your ABCs, you pieces.
I bet that's not where it stops.
Should we put the listeners on hold and listen to it and then?
No. We know it's bad.
You know what most of the lyrics will be anyways.
Yeah.
We did not expect that.
No, way up at the top.
Lisa chairs put her up 14 times.
Woo, woo, woo.
Dave was fanning himself.
It got hot in here. Yeah.
Oh, he was swearing at big time swearing.
There's nothing like hearing swear words when you're on the
radio.
Air.
Yeah,
it's just like nothing like it.
Yeah,
there is. You could hear that word any other time, it's fine.
You're like, well, Jay-Z Pete's. Red alert.
Oh. That's a bad one. That's the one Lisa wants to say more than any other one.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, I'd love to say that one.
Just can't say mother effa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe to Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the Peep Show podcast, Idiot Criminal of the Day, and more all in one place. Sign up now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com.
I've said before, we need like a whole kind of sounder or jingle for what happened in a Walmart bathroom.
Yeah, well,
a Florida Walmart bathroom, to be specific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every week something happens in a Florida Walmart bathroom.
Yeah, it's a bad place.
Okay, so James, let's say... Maybe I shouldn't ask James. Maybe I shouldn't ask James.
Good money making opportunity.
You're dropping a deuce.
Yes.
In a bathroom at Walmart.
Yep. All the time.
And a creepy guy is looking at you, pleasuring himself.
Well,
what do you do?
And James tells him to.
Well, I'm probably going to yell something. Like either get out or you need to pay me some cash.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Get out or pay up.
Yeah.
No free show. No free shows!
Yeah.
You perv!
No free show.
It's a Walmart bathroom. You watching me drop a deuce? You got your wiener in your hand? Pay up!
Okay, here's a question. Now I have another question. This is another mind bender. He knows he's caught.
Yep. Yeah.
You've yelled at him.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an amount of money that can make it go away?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's James.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm wondering.
It's James.
Yeah.
James is different than the average fella.
Yeah. But I mean, like, so he's caught, but he's like, here's $40.
Ooh, 40.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So he's like, all right. Yeah. Hey, hold on.
$60.
Here's... I want to see at least a grand.
You know? Oh, you want a grand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
okay. Be tough.
That's a lot.
Like, James, I believe, said he would show someone his beehole for like $40.
Yeah, but that's his own. He's in control of it. That's his own beautiful body.
Prices went up.
Inflation.
I guess. That's quite an increase.
Oh, that's a grant, not a grand. Grant. Like, isn't grant on the $50 bill?
Oh,
okay. Oh, you said a grand.
I said a grand.
I thought
you said grand.
I'm like, bargain price perversion.
Oh, yeah. No, $50.
$50.
Yeah. Oh, that's affordable.
People rarely refer to it as a grant.
Yeah. I was trying to think, you know, everybody's always like, I want a Benjamin Franklin.
He's like, a grant? What do you mean, like an educational grant? What do you want?
Sorry, I was trying to use cool, hip lingo for my $50 bill.
I almost gave you $1,000.
Well, I mean, if I could get $1,000, I'll take $1,000.
Here you go. I'm a Walmart perv.
Yeah.
You got to keep in mind, too, I'm in Walmart, so I'm probably maybe going to be lucky if I get a $10 bill out of that deal.
But still, I mean, I do think, you know, in some cases, someone might decide to pay you for your troubles.
I guess they could. I don't know many guys that would take that offer, to be truthful, but they're out there like James. So, by the way, before I get into the story, if there any guy has encountered this, if you caught a guy peeping on you in the bathroom, how did you react? 1-855-954-6969. Because this guy did something I wouldn't have done, I don't think. 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number to reach us. A 65-year-old guy who whipped out his dong in the Walmart bathroom has been sentenced. Now, you can whip out your dong in a Walmart bathroom as long as you keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. But in this case, he did not. He's going to get 46 days in jail for battery and exposure of sexual organs. Here's what happened. He was in Walmart in Sebastian, Florida, and he exposed himself while in the men's bathroom. The victim said first, this old guy peeked under his stall. So this is, by the way, this is the creepy 65-year-old.
Hello.
He's pretty happy.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, big grin on his face.
Oh, he's going to jail where there's going to be tons of dongs.
He does look pretty happy.
Can't wait for what he's done.
Yeah, it's like an all-you-can-blow dong.
Oh, my God.
All-you-can-blow.
He's got what it is.
Silver Boris Johnson hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
It's gorgeous.
So the guy then said he saw the guy pleasuring himself. Peeked under the stall, then started jerking it. He continued to peek at him then through the opening between the side of the stall and the door.
Yes.
Which in some bathrooms, it's way too wide.
Yeah. It's wide.
The victim then opened the stall door when he saw this old guy with his dong in his hand. He tried to grab the guy's arm, but the guy then punched him in the face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he grabbed his dong accidentally.
No,
that's
no,
what
no.
I thought too.
He's like, just what I planned.
He punched him in the face, but then he shoved him out of the stall and locked himself back in the stall. I wouldn't have locked myself back in the stall with the jerker perv. Right, you're trapped in there.
Your best bet is to actually keep him there so you close the door and start whispering sweet nothings while you text, like...
No, I'm not doing that move either. I'm not whispering sweet nothings to try and lure him to stay in the bathroom.
Hey, you almost done?
Bad move.
He's an old man. You just swirly the perv out of him.
He's enjoying the smells of my bowel movement. While he's sitting here with a Candy Crush in a public restroom.
Yeah. You're so creepy, James.
Are you enjoying the smells of my bowel movement? He whispered to him.
While I play Candy
Crush. It's a Taco Bell night.
I am.
Extra ripe.
Oh God. If you have to go in a Walmart bathroom, it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Walmart bathroom is
not
general.
It's not good.
It's like a methane Bengay smell fest.
I feel like the only other emergency bathroom that's used more is one on a plane.
Right. Because you're trapped. You have to.
First.
Yeah.
So this guy pushed the old perv out, closed and locked the stall door, and the old guy decided, all right, jig is up. I better leave. Luckily, the guy ran out, told Walmart security what happened. He confessed to looking at the guy in the stall, masturbating in the bathroom, and touching the guy's arm, and that's why he now is going to jail.
I did it all.
I did it.
He confessed everything.
I did every one of those things. I slid under there. I looked at him poop.
Yep.
Did you masturbate?
I can't even imagine.
Feverishly.
Okay.
A little face.
I can't. Seeing someone peering at you.
Yeah, like I'm the upside down face.
Honestly, but this show has made me a psychopath because I'm looking for cameras. I'm looking under stalls. I'm like, you know, I went into a stall the other day. I had a, you know, like a situation where I had to take care of something. And that guy came in right behind me and sat. He was just doing his business too. But I'm like, this better not be a pervert that's going to try and take a peek.
Right.
It's all in my head now.
Always play by the rules. If somebody's pooping, I just wait, and then I poop.
Like you'll go for a walk.
Yeah, I just go. Yeah. I don't like this. Like we're sitting right beside each other, unleashing the beasts.
I know. I hate it.
I hate it.
It happens. The
sounds of another man's ass is
it's bad,
horrifying to me.
Someone said I literally gave up lap swimming before work because a creepy middle-aged little Asian man would try and chat with me while I took a shower and changed. He barely spoke English and always stared at my wiener. Oh, someone's trying to chat with me while I'm showering? Yeah. Come on.
That's my favorite place to make conversation.
That could be cultural confusion, though. You don't know where he's from in Asia. They probably do that sort of thing. You
look
know?
At your
that's
wiener.
How you make friends.
So? Yeah. Look at your wiener. Yeah.
That's a tradition.
Just gazing, gazing a little
bit. Just meat gazing.
No, I'm sorry. Just chatting. That's how we make friends in Japan.
That is not the way.
When James went to Japan,
that's how he made friends.
He went to that one place.
You know how many friends I left with in Japan that I still keep in touch with?
Yeah.
I'm always sending pictures of my genitals. So I send pictures of their genitals. We chit chat all the time. Talk about video games.
Yeah, it's part of Japan.
What's going on with the boys, you know.
This guy said, I work at a department store, and before it was open, I was a salesman. I had to go drop a deuce in the employee bathroom. I heard some commotion while I was in there. I look up, there's a security guy staring over the wall at me. I'm like, what the F are you doing? He said, oh, I just thought you were a shoplifter in here. He said, it was the most surreal experience I've ever had.
What a cover that is.
You're dropping off merchandise and not taking merchandise with
But, I mean, the store isn't open yet. it's kind of legitimate. I mean, it could go either way. It could be just a security guard who thinks, oh, somebody's in the bathroom, they shouldn't be there. Or it could be a pervy security guard.
I feel like the security...
They're not like marshals. They're not allowed to just look wherever they want.
Exactly.
So you're right. You know? They can't. Because they can't, like...
They have no power.
Our team at the department store, they could never look into dressing rooms.
No.
You know? You can't just be peering at somebody poop because you think you're a bounty hunter and you're a security guard. Loss prevention.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I just feel like that was a perv that...
You pooping scam
was
be.
Hiding it. Under the guise of he's doing something to help his little security bit, but...
Yeah, no, they don't have the right to
He's leave. A perv.
I had to make an emergency poop, stopped into the McDonald's by the airport. Guy standing in the only stall, eyes peering over the door while moaning. So I ended up running across the street to the hotel to go instead. He's slow, so he's the perv is in the stall.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway.
So he's hiding his... Whatever his hands are doing, right? Because he's just looking
his head's over top.
But his head's over top. What a move.
Taking in all of the surroundings. Mm.
Oh, my God. Stopped at a truck stop to pee. Had an old dude pick the urinal to my right. He had an eye patch on his left eye, so he had to turn his head 90 degrees so he could see my dong with his good eye. It was so obvious what he was doing. I zipped up and hauled ass out of there. He should have went to the other side. That's where you got to go to your good eye, right? If you're going to be a good perv.
Yeah, sometimes
you
only...
You got to gander at a wiener and get socked in the eye.
Exactly.
That's how that
knocked
patch
it out.
Happened.
Yeah. Or he took one.
Oh, man.
Right to the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mitchell. Hi, Mitchell. How are you?
Yeah. Good. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. I was drinking soda, but now
are we prepared now to peg?
Prepare to peg, sir.
Okay, prepare to peg. Peg it. Peg. Peg away. Oh,
you pegged him good.
Oh, pegged him in the eye.
Oh, there you
right.
go.
Everywhere.
Now he's got a patch. So, Mitchell, has this happened to you, and how did you react? Did you catch a guy peeping on you?
Yeah, so I was in the Walmart bathroom. I was making a water delivery. I work for... like one of the, you know, like those big primo companies.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the number two hit me. So I had to, you know, take care of some business. So I went back to the Walmart bathroom. I had my phone, just minding my own business. And this kid, which I believe had some sort of mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
And walked in with his dad. And all of a sudden, I just look up and I just see two eyes looking through the crack in the door. And he's just like, hello. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hello. That's, I mean, that's not a perv.
Hey,
that's
James.
Just a friendly.
What are you doing here?
Okay, hey, no. James.
Girl, you make a boo-boo?
That's just a friendly fella.
Yeah,
right?
That's just
not
James.
I go boo-boo too. You almost done?
He's just, he doesn't know what's going
no,
on.
Really? That's just James.
Saying I.
James. Special Gene.
In that situation, I would just say, hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Probably, you probably should move away, though, buddy. Don't be looking. I'd let him know it wasn't right in a nice way.
Yeah. That's a fine way to
handle it. No peeking in here, buddy.
Hey, a little privacy, bub. A little privacy, bub. Bub. So if Dave ever calls you buddy.
You know, you know, I think you're challenged.
He's treating you like a challenge.
Makes sense. Why you call Buddy all the time?
Hey, Buddy. Good to see you this morning, Buddy.
Oh.
Don't be just peeking there, bub. Huh? Buddy.
Know what that means.
Hey, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy, bub.
No peeking, Buddy.
So tough thing, though.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I get it.
Have to
just playing a little game of peek-a-poo.
Yeah.
Peek-a-poo.
Even special peakers are upsetting.
Yeah.
Yes. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
This one said, I have to alternate bathrooms at work because an older lady coworker will always come find me to talk to me about work. I'm not friends with her. I don't even know anything about her, but she insists on talking to me while I pee.
Hmm.
Let's see. That's most of it happens with men. That's a
real weird.
That's a female one.
I'm so glad I caught you in here while I was having my diarrhea. Oh, boy, do I want to tell you about my extended family's medical problems. Oh.
Get out of there quick.
Oh, wow. Listeners are saying I've called them buddy before. Now they're offended.
Yep. Sorry about that, buddy.
Hey, bub. Hey, buddy.
A crazy story, bub.
Maggie. Hi, Maggie. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. Hi, good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about how you'd react if you caught someone peeping on you.
Okay. My husband is a truck driver, and he was using a truck stop bathroom and caught some guy peeping over the top of a stall at him. And he pulled out his 6-inch knife and said, "I'm going to effing kill you." And the guy ran off.
That's how you do it.
That's one way.
That is a normal reaction.
Truck stop rules, man.
If I'm peeing in a truck stop, I got a big knife on me, too.
It was all out in the open. It was like the guy was very bold in the way that he did it. It was no secret.
Like, I'll kill you, dude.
And then,
it goes one way. You're either a guy's got a big knife or he gives him a beeger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes in the old truck stop.
I guess it does. But yeah, so arm yourself.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because somebody's holding something.
Either way, someone's got something 6 inches long.
Yeah. Or more.
Or more.
This one, I had an incident like that at a grocery store. Some guy peeping through the crack with hands down his sweatpants. I stayed in there way too long because I was younger. Hmm. Oh, yes. Well, I guess that's all you can do, really.
Just wait for it to go away.
Yeah, wait for them to stop, and then you report. You can't run out right into them.
No.
Because you...
I think you just run out of that stall screaming, perv alert, perv alert,
yeah,
perv
but you'll
alert.
Have to go through the perv and he can grab you. Touch you with it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd rather that than be stuck in a stall while some dude's touching himself with sweatpants.
All right, if he's not paying you, I guess you're right. Yeah. A few more quick calls here. Devin, this guy at the Walmart, he punched the guy who was peeping at him and then ran back into the stall and locked the door. How would you react, or how did you react, I guess? Hey, Devin, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I first want to introduce a new one called Scissor Party. Okay. So after that, so I used to be in the union. We'd work really late down at a Meyer in Roseville, so I was driving my way back on 75. And stopped at the rest area just to take a pee, and they got the little three stalls next to each other, and this guy followed me in there and was staring right down at it and was telling me how nice it was as I'm trying to pee, and I just trying to avoid him, but he just wouldn't stop and kept staring at me and looking at it, and then eventually I just washed my hands, and he followed me completely outside at like 4 in the morning. I don't even know why I stopped at a rest area at 4 in the morning, but it was very awkward.
Yeah, well, there isn't a non-awkward 4 a.m. rest stop.
Yeah, no,
it's all awkward.
Yeah,
never good. Mm-mm. And Bill, your peeper was actually someone you knew. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
So, I used to work at Sears. I was a salesperson, and a young guy came into me, came out of the bathroom, was all freaked out, making all this weird looks at me. So I said, "What happened to you?" He's like, "Oh, I was in the bathroom. Somebody was taking a mirror and looking at my pecker when I was pissing." I'm like, "I gotta check this one out." So I go in the bathroom, pretend like I'm taking a piss, and sure enough, I see a little mirror come popping out underneath the stall to the left of me. Guy was pecker checking me, and I'm like, "What the hell?" So I started yelling at him, and I kicked the stall. So I kicked the stall really hard. And he had it all locked up, and he hid out there for about an hour or so. I called security. I had the security guys from the Sears waiting for him to come out of the bathroom, and he just wouldn't come out. And then finally he came running out. A young 20-year-old guy with flip-flops tried to run away. His flip-flop fell off. The security jumped on him. They pulled around the ground.
I love the idea of a standoff with, like, the pecker checker.
Oh, yeah. You ain't checking my pecker today, Bob.
Waiting outside the bathroom for him to come out.
We'll wait you out, pecker checker. Come on out with your flip-flops on. You'll never get me.
Yeah, it would be not the normal standoff.
Geez, I was pecker checking, and you had a great-looking pecker. Why don't you let me go? Never.
I don't understand. I missed how he was using the mirror.
He was putting it under the stall to look in the other.
That was the pecker checker. Device that he used to check the pecker.
The guy
Yeah, exactly right. Lee.
So like a mirror on a stick.
Mm, he was looking.
Like when you'd use in cars and stuff?
Like, you know, Lisa's got little mirrors.
Oh, he was holding it.
Give Dave a check. Yeah, there you go. That's how you go.
Check him up.
To some it's a mirror.
To some it's a pecker checker.
Yeah. I like that that's regional. Like, here it's meat gazing.
Yes.
Right. There, pecker checking.
Pecker checking.
Pecker checking sounds funny.
I love that term.
That's a funny one.
I like, yeah. I mean, I don't like pecker checking, but I like to be able to say it.
Yeah.
Pecker checking.
It's fun.
Yep.
It's a fun one.
It's a real fun one.
When you know when Lisa says it repeatedly, it's fun.
Oh, yeah. She loves that.
She's all in on pecker checking. All right. In other news this morning here, a Florida man is accused of throwing nunchucks through a car window at a traffic light.
Well,
this happened in the Tampa area. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said a 56-year-old Tampa man accused of throwing nunchucks through a car window. Leonardo Fernandez charged with throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle. That's a charge?
Well,
throwing a deadly missile?
His name? He had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle name and weapon?
Leonardo threw the nunchucks.
Yeah, I wonder if he used them wrong.
Yeah.
Leonardo used the sword.
Yeah,
of course. Michelangelo is the nunchuck master.
Yeah, he's a Latin Ninja Turtle.
He's confused.
I am not a Ninja Turtle.
So he threw, the charges are throwing a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle, criminal mischief, and violation of probation. I guess Leonardo's been in trouble with the law before.
Sure.
It was a road rage incident, happened near the intersection of Sheldon Road and West Limbaugh. Investigators say Fernandez accused of getting out of his car and throwing a pair of nunchucks at the victim's car while stopped at a traffic light. The nunchucks shattered the victim's rear window. The victim told investigators Fernandez cut him off in a van while driving, and then he pulled up next to him and said, "Hey, you cut me off. Put your phone down." Mm. Leonardo did not like him talking to him like that,
even though
he was texting and driving, so he exited his car with the nunchucks and threw them into the guys.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, a year and a half show.
Turtle power. I just like that he was like, "You're getting the nunchucks now." Okay, turn on the light. Turn on my phone. It's a nunchuck time.
Uh-huh.
And pull over.
It's weird that he threw him through the back window. It was kind of, you know, normally you'd think he'd try to injure the person who was yelling at him.
Mm. Or just you know, like get close and just start smashing with the nunchucks, but he had to throw them.
Yeah, he threw them. Not how you use them, typically.
No, not at all.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.